Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Right now, though, we're looking at pensions because as the cost of living goes up, Age Action are calling on the budget to include an increase to the state pension by €15 a week. Well, this comes as a pre-budget tax strategy analysis from the Department of Social Protection today indicates that working age people on welfare may benefit more from increases in the budget. Well, Nat O'Connor is a policy specialist with Age Action Ireland and joins us now. Nat, thank you very much for joining us this evening. You're looking for an increase in the state pension in the budget, and this, you say, will be in line with the rising cost of living.
That's right. I mean, what we're concerned about is that the pension has not risen in the last two budgets. But in particular, we're trying to have a pension in this country that gives people a decent retirement, so they have security in retirement. And the benchmark there is that the pension should be around a third of average earnings. And that was suggested by the 2018 pension roadmap. But we've fallen further and further behind that benchmark. We're now €43.84 behind it. So what we're suggesting is a €15 increase in the pension would begin to bring the pension back in line with what is a modest base so that people can enjoy a healthy, active retirement.
What did you make then of that analysis from the Department of Social Protection that was published in the papers today, and it found that a €5 a week increase on the pension would have little effect on reducing poverty, and also that retired people, many of them homeowners, are among the least at risk of poverty?
Well, I think it was a very divisive and perhaps narrow analysis, because it's on the one hand saying, well, you know, who should get the money? Should it be people who have disabilities or people who can't find work or old age pensioners? The reality is everybody should have a decent income so that they can afford a minimum standard of living. And the question is, you know, how do we afford that? How will we pay for that? That's a totally reasonable question. But it shouldn't be about saying, you know, pitting one against the other. And then in terms of poverty, we know 1 in 9 older people, according to surveys, experience real deprivation. To the 89,000 people who can't put meat or fish on the table every second day, 30,000 people can't afford a warm, weatherproof coat, that's real deprivation. So any increase in the pension will certainly make a difference.
Sure, and that is absolutely a fair point. I suppose the problem isn't it, that if you give a €5 or a €10 or even a €15 increase in the state pension, you will certainly help that 1 in 9 older person who is experiencing material deprivation, but you'll also help a whole lot of other people who are drawing the state pension and entitled to it, who don't need €15 a week, who are homeowners, who don't have any mortgage payments, you know, who may have a good private pension as well to supplement their payment. Whereas if you make the choice to give that money to somebody who's on a social welfare payment, they are, by means testing and by checking already, in need of that payment. It's more targeted. So is there an argument for giving a more targeted payment to older people who are in need of it, as opposed to an across-the-board raise in the pension?
Well, certainly we've called repeatedly for a cost of ageing survey, so detailed research that would talk about all of the costs associated with ageing. And of course, for some of those homeowners you mentioned, they may have difficulty maintaining their home. They may have a lot of health-related or disability-related costs. We don't know the full picture of the experience that people have. People can be asset-rich but cash-poor, in some cases in older age. So we do need to have better knowledge of, you know, the living conditions of people. But that's no reason not to, I mean, use the available mechanisms that we have in the welfare system, such as the state pension, to give people a decent standard of living. And again, that benchmark, we're all paying into the pension through the social insurance system. And the majority of workers regard the pension, the state pension, as the foundation of their income in retirement. And while many people will have an occupational pension or private pension on top of that, the cornerstone or the foundation is the state pension. And people have been paying into it for 40, 50 years. And so they're entitled to imagine that pension will be a reasonable amount to see them through retirement. I mean, you wouldn't take a job if you didn't know what your pay was going to be. And yet people are coming to retirement and they don't know what their income is going to be for the rest of their life. So, I mean, we've called for certainty in the pension as well. There should be a triple lock, such as they have in the UK, where the pension goes up predictably every year based on a formula of either 2.5% or the percentage cost of living increase, or the percentage increase in average wages. And by having that kind of system in place, you take the politics out of the pension, or indeed out of other welfare payments, and people can have predictability about their income.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Nat O'Connor, a policy specialist with Age Action. And if you have any thoughts on that, you can text us to 51551. We'll take a break.